You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Mark Gurman. We're just days away from Apple's next big product launch, where the company is expected to show off the latest line of iPhones along with upgrades to other devices. Mark, let's start with the iPhones because they are the biggest moneymaker. We're talking about the iPhone 17 and 17 Pro.
Yeah, thank you for having me. And this year is going to be interesting for Apple because they're actually going to roll out an entirely new iPhone for the first time in several years. That's a device that I believe will be called the iPhone 17 Air. This phone is going to be interesting. It's going to have, you know, fewer cameras, less processing power, less memory and storage and other bells and whistles as the Pro phones. But what it will have is a far thinner design. It's going to be about a third thinner than the Pro models. And so that's going to be interesting from a marketing perspective. Maybe it'll be interesting to some younger consumers that don't need better battery life and cameras, or older consumers for the same reasons. But I don't think in the end that it's going to be a particularly great seller.
What's the price on that going to be? Because I can't imagine wanting to pay more for something that isn't bigger, better, stronger, faster.
You know, the price is probably going to come in between $900 and $1,100, somewhere in that area, which means it's going to be about $100 to $200 less than the Pro models and a couple hundred dollars more than the base level models. So really something, think of it as sandwiched in between the entry level and the top end phones.
Yeah, like the just right phone. Except for that, I would think that, you know, why not pay a couple hundred dollars more and get, you know, something that is stronger and lasts longer?
That's what I'm thinking. But then there's some people who might look at wanting to have that more premium look, that premium design from that thinner form factor. So it's really about giving consumers more choice. But I think it also sets up Apple for things like foldables and thinner phones and portless devices down the road. This is more experimental.
Okay, foldable is coming next year, though, or year after that?
Foldable next year.
Okay. Well, what about the Apple Watch?
Apple Watch will get updated. They're going to refresh all three models. The Series 11 will roll out, the Ultra 3, and a new version of the SE Watch. The SE Watch, it's getting pretty long in the tooth. It's getting pretty old, so they need a new version of that with new displays and a faster chip. Series 11 is going to be a minor update, new colors, new bands, and then it's going to have a display that can go slightly brighter. So that's going to be good for people using it outdoors. And the Ultra 3, that's the big one, bigger display, new bands. And then the big thing is going to be the addition of satellite connectivity. So you can hit emergency services or text family and friends without a cellular connection.
Okay, let's talk about the AirPods, because I think this is really interesting, the inclusion of the possibility of a heart rate monitor. I mean, why would they do that in your AirPod as opposed to like on a watch?
Well, the Apple Watch already has the heart rate monitor, but now giving people who don't use an Apple Watch that heart rate functionality as well. Lots of people work out with the AirPods. Now, this is not a sure thing. This is already present in the Beats, and this is something they've been testing and thinking about adding to the AirPods this fall.
Okay, this translation feature, talk about that.
Yeah, the translation feature is interesting. Imagine wearing your AirPods and you're talking to someone who's speaking to you in another language. And as they speak, the AirPod microphones will be able to see what they're saying, analyze it using artificial intelligence, and then whatever they're saying will play back in your native language through the speakers in your AirPods. So being able to do live translation on the fly, this is something that Samsung and Google already have in their earbuds. So they're playing catch up here, but of course, they're going to be doing it in a more Apple-y way.
In a more aptly way. Yeah, that's very cool because it almost seems like, you're at the UN or something where somebody is, you're able to listen to somebody and understand what they're saying as they're saying it.
Exactly. That is a cool way to say it. Maybe they should have like an ad that sort of flicks at that.
And is that a sure thing that's being rolled out next week?
The translation, I expect it to be there. They've been working on this for some time. They've been preparing for this launch. They had planned to introduce it in June, but it got delayed, and we'll see if it ultimately gets delayed again or rolls out.
I always wonder whether or not every time they roll something like this out, whether people who are buying it actually use it to its full capacity, or if there are bells and whistles that some people don't even realize are possible in their new gizmos.
They have to do a better job educating users on these features and what's changed, what's not changed in some of these enhancements. Because you're right, there's a lot in the pipeline. There's a lot that's been released in recent years that they've sort of issued, and then they sort of moved on to the next thing.
Mark, always good to talk to you. That is Bloomberg's Mark Gurman. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, catch Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.